Matthew Tukaki is in today, and we're talking about this runaway couple. They admit now that they were wrong. They sought name suppression that faded last night, and so they've come out to apologise. Absolutely stupid, really, but just an example of people who think that they can do what they like. Matthew Tukaki with us today. Thanks for your time today, Matt. Tenakwe.
Tenakwe, good to be with you, mate. You are the Nat King Cole of the radio waves. You are, our husband.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Matthew. Hey, what do you make of this one? Because we've got a couple of our wahine who also busted through the border north, and I think they're inside.
Yeah, look, I mean, let's take this back a step or two, because the chain of events in this is really interesting from the time they got caught. First of all, they have not yet been charged with anything yet. They hired a Queen's Counsel, which, let's face it, we all know how much QCs cost. By the way, the fine is only $4,000, right? So they've gone and got themselves a Queen's Counsel, even though they haven't been charged with anything yet. They lodged a name suppression order with the court, even though they hadn't been charged with anything yet, which I think is remarkable. And all of a sudden, they've got a media and PR lady involved, mum's lawyered up, and she's a district court judge and all the rest of it. Nothing smells right with this case. And also, people are forgetting about the exemption letter itself. Exactly, and the president of the Law Society has come out and said this, lawyers are not essential workers in these cases. So exactly where did they get the exemption letter from? Who issued it? Who authorised it? On whose letterhead is it? Because I know how these exemption letters go. You've got to be registered under a company or a government department or an agency or what have you, right? And so all of that, before you even get to the question about inequality, I mean, no right-minded person who's facing the courts on even just minor charges has the ability to go and get themselves a Queen's Counsel, to get interim name suppression and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, Dale, the only reason these two fessed up is because they were caught out. They've been running a very slick PR game within the media. And I note also the Queenstown mayor, he's come out this morning and said, look, you guys best want to stay away from Wanaka for quite some time. You're not welcome down here either. So this couple, I'm sorry, it's not an apology. It's you've been caught out and they're trying the best they can to manage it in a PR way. So I say throw the book at them. In fact, the police should charge them now, put them before the courts. And just like everybody else, including those wahine, they're trying to board a bust, including the mum who rang. The police and dobbed her own son in, they should face the full brunt of the law.
You raise some very interesting points. The judge was a bit perplexed, but offered to put name suppression in there. It didn't last long, but the fact that the charges hadn't been laid made that quite an unusual move. And you're quite right to question, well, where did the letter come from say that they were essential workers? They were trying to dupe everybody, weren't they? I mean, the crossing the border and then heading to Hamilton, we've got a right to be furious.
Well, that's right. I mean, we've got a right to be furious. Now, that doesn't mean to say that people should be throwing death threats and all that other hoo-ha around town. That's just nonsense. But the other thing I suspect has happened in this case is that because the mother, and good on mum for giving the son a good telling off, any mother would, but because the mother is a district court judge, there were extraordinary steps also taken for her to notify the chief district court judge it's her son involved, etc. So that might have been why an interim suppression order was made while they sorted that out. And she would then have to recuse herself from sitting in any Auckland hearings, or, as has happened, I think the chief district court judge has indicated that any case would be heard in Wellington, not Auckland, to save a conflict of interest. So nothing, this sounds to me like the good old boys networking club has gotten together, and they've decided to run a bit of a protection racket around two scoundrel children, by the way. There's nothing in this that says this is adult behaviour. And by the way, like I said before, in no one's book is a lawyer qualify for an exemption, let alone an equestrian rider. You can't tell me that an equestrian rider is an essential worker. I mean, not even if you're running with a Cali gang would you be considered as an essential worker. So, and it flies in the face of everything that every other Aucklander is doing. I mean, I'll give you an example, Dale. I qualify for an exemption to go to travel to Wellington for all the work that I do. Do you see me going to Wellington and taking advantage? No, I'm staying right here, stuck put in Tāmaki with more than a million other Aucklanders, because this is my home. We're all going to be in it together. We're in it together. We're not seeking to escape the place for a bucket of KFC and some cold beers.
Fair call. What are you going to do about it? I mean, we're talking the issue through here in the media. It's on the front page of our dailies. But is there something that we should, as Māori, be doing here? Because obviously, you know, these young ladies, and yeah, they were wrong, but they're inside. I mean, are we calling for these guys to do time too? Or what would be the next step, do you think, Matthew?
Well, yeah, they should be prosecuted, so I will be right. I note that the Director General of Health indicated yesterday that he hadn't received a call from the New Zealand Police yet. Actually, it's now a criminal matter. It's up to the New Zealand Police to make the charge. But there's a couple of things that I think are really important here. Number one, in terms of the young lawyer involved, you hold a role beyond approach within New Zealand society. You're meant to be representing the interests of your clients and people. Therefore, there's faith and trust in your role. Now, I think that faith and trust by the events of the last couple of days have indicated that that's left wanting. So I will be writing to the New Zealand Law Society and ask that this lawyer be censured. I'm not looking to take away her career, but it should be on her file and on her record that she's done this. Her employer, I don't know who the employer is, but the employer should also counsel and caution this young lady, because I suspect this is where the exemption letter has come from. The second thing is I'll be writing to the Director General of Health, and I'll be asking for an inquiry into this matter in terms of the exemption letter itself. I think that's really important, but we've got to have confidence that the system is working for all of us, not just for the few, for the privileged few. And the third thing is obviously a tepid phone call to my whanaunga inside the New Zealand Police, probably Deputy Police Commissioner Ollie Holmes, and say, well, I hate to say this, bro, but she needs to be charged, or they both need to be charged, because this is what equity looks like. You cannot go around charging Māori, Pacifica people, and anybody else that that breaks the border or whatever it might be, and expect that that these two can get away with it. They need to be made an example of. So they're the three things I'll be doing this morning.